Rafe stared down at ISC's front entrance. Police cars and news vans gathered at the base of the building. Helicopters hovered around trying to get pictures through the windows. Not that they could.
This is a mess. We have a real threat that might wipe out the whole system in another 10 days or so. And instead of dealing with that, they want my head for something I didn't do.
Would it be better to be a murderer?
I was, according to some.
The news notes had painted him as the blackest villain, vicious from childhood, since only a truly vicious child could have killed two trained adults. Unrepentant after years in a reformatory, exiled from home for years, supposedly, given a nasty emphasis by the talking heads, returned to help his family escape from abductors. But there was no proof that he had not been colluding with Parmina all along.
Are you sure it was poison? And administered by someone else?
So they say. Some metabolic thing to mimic a heart attack. Could be absorbed through the skin. I didn't touch the man. I didn't hand him anything. There should be surveillance tapes proving that, but they claim the tapes are fogged. I can't prove they aren't.
Do you think Isaacs was one of Turek's agents?
No. I think he was lazy, greedy, and perfectly willing to take money from Parmina to ignore ISC's deficiencies. Corrupt, but not a traitor.
Didn't you tell me the Turek's agents, or some of them, had an implanted suicide code of some kind? When you were with that Vada woman, didn't someone die?
Yes, but he was a low-level crook. Someone's henchman in a criminal gang. Under interrogation, he started to say Turek's name, and that released the poison. A metabolic decoupler. It was faster, I think. And Isaacs wasn't trying to say anything like that.
Did you see anyone hand him anything? Did he pick up anything on his desk?
When I was let in, Melendi and a secretary came in too. The secretary put a packet of data cubes on his desk. Nothing was passed hand to hand. Isaacs didn't... Wait, he did. He started fidgeting, picking things on his desk up and laying them down. A letter opener. He opened a folder, fumbled with several of the data cubes, just running them through his fingers as he talked. I was reading that as agitation about our conversation.
It probably was, but it suggests how a contact poison might have gotten to him.
But the secretary must have put those cubes into the folder.
So maybe the secretary's the murderer. Or maybe Isaacs knew they were poisoned and chose that method of suicide. Cast suspicion on you even as he died. Or someone else gave the packet to the secretary. I wonder if anyone's tested those things, or if they've been lost, perhaps by intention.
I suppose I should tell them that.
Yeah, but the question is how? I want you leaving this place. Once they have the proven bad boy in custody, they aren't likely to listen. And like you said, there are far more serious things to worry about than a dead Secretary of Defense. You need them to listen. And by the way, which of your armchair admirals are you going to nominate to run the defense? Or do you think you can do it?
Jamie Driscoll's done the best so far. His ships were in better shape overall than anyone else's, despite the budget cuts. And he responded quickly to my original suggestions. I have no idea how competent he is as a combat commander.
If you could get an experienced Merc commander to talk to him?
That would help, certainly. But that all depends on the government agreeing to do something, not just scream at me.
Where's Driscoll now?
On his way here, with the best ships he has. I've also ordered the best of the other ISC units here. They should arrive in system in 4 or 5 days.
Penny came into the office. She nodded politely to Gary.
Rafe, what's going on? And don't try telling me it's nothing for me to worry about when there are flashing lights, helicopters, and people switch off their screens and look away when I ask them.
You're going to have to stay here at least overnight, Penny.
Answer my question.
Rafe looked at her. She had changed a lot in the past half year. No longer the frightened waif he'd rescued from abductors, or the grieving, depressed widow. But what he saw now surprised him. She looked completely adult. Completely competent and completely determined to have her way. Like Stella, in fact, or Kai. He had never imagined her that way, as other than his little sister.
When your party was interrupted last night, it was to tell me that Turek's fleet had attacked a military shipyard at Moray. A system about 20 days FTL flight from here. The Moscow Slaughter Key Allied fleet drove them off, but Admiral Vada was killed.
You didn't tell me!
No. I didn't want to spoil your evening, and I couldn't talk about it then anyway. I was also warned that the Moray government believes Nexus will be Turek's next target. This morning, I had to meet with the Secretary of Defense. you know that I previously warned him about the deficiencies in ISC's fleet, that we did not have the ships or weapons to defend the system. We were discussing options. He said the government wanted ISC to hire and pay for mercs to do the job we weren't doing, when we suddenly collapsed and subsequently died.
Rafe paused, not sure how to say the next bit. Penny was looking out the window, then her eyes widened and she turned to him.
Rafe, do they think you killed him? Did something to him? Is that why?
Apparently he died of poison. And yes, they think I did it. That's why the media is starting to paint me as the permanent blackest sheep in Nexus history. You might as well know. They're even suggesting that I was involved with Parmina in your abduction and staged the whole thing just to gain power, killing Parmina to hide the evidence.
That's ridiculous!
It would be, if there weren't all those official cars out there. Thank any god you care to that ISC territory is officially not Nexus territory, or they'd have special security teams running down the corridors and I'd be dead in minutes.
You're not giving up.
Not giving up, but not sure what to do either. I could tell them that they should be looking for contact poison on the data cubes Isaacs was fiddling with, but they won't believe me. They say the surveillance tapes from his office are fogged, and they think I did that too. So even if they found and tested the cubes, and the poison was still there, they'd think I put it on them. And I have messages from a majority of the board who want an emergency meeting. The only reason they're not having one is that all that mess outside won't let them in. Another lucky break is that our charter specifies all binding board votes must be taken on ISC territory.
What about Serbox?
Serbox is highly annoyed with me. I'm not sure he'd vote against me, but he's not helping. And Emil's father has already suggested that my resignation might be a good idea.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
Not planning to.
Rafe wished that some miraculous storybook hero would come sailing in, take over, and tell him he could go back to a life that involved nothing more dangerous than the occasional assassination attempt. But that wouldn't happen.
For one thing, who would succeed me? Nobody, including Václav, on the board is really capable of doing what we need now. I can see it, but so far I haven't gotten it across yet.
Well, I understand it, and not just because I'm your sister. All that digging into the records you asked for, and the courses I've been taking...
You're taking courses?
My therapist suggested it, a way to keep busy in the evenings. And really, it's fascinating, the way everything fits together. Dad never talked about business at home, and Mother was always talking music. She didn't want him to talk business. Jerry just assumed I wouldn't be interested, I think. We had other interests. We talked by the hour, but not about the company, so I never knew.
Rafe could hardly believe this was the same Penny. Not just from last fall and the rescue, but the same Penny he'd known all his life. Or not known, he realized. Now, eyes alight, voice eager, she looked like someone who had found the right place to be.
So you see yourself staying with ISC?
Unless you fire me. I know you meant it to be just a temporary thing, Rafe. A way to get me out of that horrible house. But really, I want to stay here. In fact, someday I may challenge you for that corner office.
Penny, a CEO, was something Rafe had never imagined.
Not yet, of course. I need more education, I need more experience. Not to mention age, because the board certainly wouldn't accept him now. They'd probably think of me as you do, just Rafe's little sister, poor thing. But I can see, just as you can, what needs to be done to keep us afloat. More than afloat, in fact.
Both Gary and Emil looked as startled as he felt. Rafe tried to think of the right thing to say and found nothing coherent.
I guess I needed a good smack on the head where you were concerned. You just delivered it.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
No, I'm not hurt. Surprised, startled, amazed, all of those. But if you do aspire to the corner office someday, do you have any suggestions for how to handle this?
A wave of the hand toward the windows and the mess outside.
Actually, I do. But you're not gonna like it.
What then?
I'll talk to them. They'll be sure I'm the little sister dazzled by your handsome face and slick manner. But remember that I'm the one who found the skeletons in the financial closets.
You wouldn't.
Of course I would. Isaacs is dead. Can't hurt him to explain why he might have committed suicide. Once they have something more juicy than old lies about you, and I will certainly be asking where they got that information, since it must have been passed on by someone other than Parmina. The pressure should come off. Besides, I look good on camera. Just you wait and see.
I don't think it's wise.
The grin Penny gave him then might have come out of his own mirror in those days when he still led the life of a rogue.
I am of age, Rafe. And it's my decision. Watch me, big brother.
Penny swept out. Amel's jaw had dropped. Gary merely looked rueful.
I'm beginning to think you have a very strange effect on her. That young woman had victim written all over her last fall. And now she's gone the way of your... Sorry, I forgot she...
Misery landed on Rafe. A thick, suffocating weight.
Died. And now Penny.
Won't. Stay here. I'll be back.
And Gary was gone. No doubt to provide coverage for Penny, back and front and side.
Food. I'll order some in. You're looking pale.
I'm looking dumbfounded.
Misery receded a centimeter. Amel showing more initiative. Penny turning into... whatever she was turning into. Something extraordinary. Perhaps he, Rafe, wasn't that bad an influence.
Vada's War, Victory Conditions, is continued on the next CD.